Now, at the same time, we've talked about this many times on the site. It's, you know, we've been ad nauseum about it. It's their first rodeo. They are, they're going to have the first game. Bieniemy's going to have his first game plan as an offensive coordinator. When's the timeout? How's the clock management going to go? You know, how's substitutions going to go? We're going to have delay games. Are we going to go for it on fourth down? We shouldn't. There's all those concerns about being a coach that necessarily isn't about motivating, not about recruiting, not about being an imposing figure, not about, you know, the yelling, the screaming, the excitement factor. There's a, you know, there's a factor that we don't know about yet, and that's, you know, ultimately a big concern. You know, I think mentally the preparation is there, and I think that's half the battle. I think the Buffs of years past lost a lot of games because they weren't mentally prepared. I think they went into road games and they lost games because they weren't mentally there. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to do it. And they got down on themselves because they didn't believe. I think they believe in Embry. I think they know where he wants to go. I think the team has an idea of where they need to be. But it's like, you know, will they arm you with the right tools when you go out there for war? So, you know, I think, you know, it'll be interesting to see that. You know, that Hawaii game is going to tell us a lot. There's a lot of unknowns about this year, this team, or whether it's quarterback, whether it's depth, whether it's anything, whether it's coaching staff. You know, it couldn't have a harder road test, in my opinion, right off the bat, going to Hawaii, long distance, big passing team. Your cornerbacks are new. We're going to learn a lot about everything really quick. And so, you know, the new coaching staff is sort of a positive with a little bit of negative mixed in, but, you know, I'm hopeful. And, you know, the best thing I can think of is if, you know, these guys get rolling and these guys get going down the line with a few wins, I think they're going to turn the world on fire. I think they're going to recruit like crazy. I think they're going to make a name for themselves. And, you know, ultimately, it's going to be success in Boulder. But I think we need to start soon. I think that this is the year you need to win with the seniors, you know, with Tyler Hansen back. You know, we don't know what next year holds for quarterbacks. We don't know what next year holds for running backs. We need to start winning now. And so I think hopefully those coaches have that urgency to win now.
And, you know, it's not even, you know, I'm very familiar with the Big 12, and it's not even some of our just newer coaches who don't have that experience, the position. Obviously, almost everyone that's a fan of the Buffs is very, very comfortable with Coach Cabral. They know what he can do. They liked seeing him lead the team last year, and they are confident that he can lead the linebackers. But I look at a guy like Bobby Kennedy, a guy who I've been a critic of in the past. It's a known fact. The guy can recruit his pants off. We've seen it here already. But a lot of those guys he recruited, the talent didn't show on the field. They didn't improve during their time there. I have a feeling that he's going to do a lot better here, and I feel like that's a position that I'm going to watch a lot. Is do we see our wide receivers, not just this season, but over the next few years, do we see them grow? Do we see them get better? But I think we have the right mix of guys. I think we know they can recruit, which is half the battle, especially here in Boulder. And I'm excited to see them get on the field. I think that one thing that, you know, I just got excited. I almost wanted to do a little clap when we were listening to the interview. Is when Embry, when they brought up the question about the road games, and Embry, he said, I'm glad it's his first game because I want to get that off my back. And that whole attitude, instead of saying, you know, we're just going to play the games wherever they are, home or away, he said, you know, I realize we have a problem. We haven't won on the road in 36 years, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to go to Hawaii and we're going to get that taken care of. And I like that he looks that issue in the eye and he says, you know what? Yeah, I'm not an idiot. I've seen it. I know we've got it there and we're going to take care of it. I like that attitude, and I think the players even more so are going to like that attitude, and I think it's going to kind of impact their play.
Absolutely. You know, I think that's the most refreshing thing so far is that aspect of Embry. But, you know, as we talk about Hawaii and we start steamrolling down the path of the schedule, all I can say is brutal. Brutal. And I know we all like this. We're excited about a lot of these teams coming to Boulder, but in the first year, John Embry, come on. Woods, what do you think? What should we expect this year?
I don't know. You know, the Hawaii game, I go back and forth because they're a strong team. We all know about their passing offense. We all know about the quarterback. He comes back again, and he's going to pass for a lot of yards. But they lost a lot.
Yep.
You know, that Hawaii game, it's a road game. It's not only is it a road game, but it's one of the tougher road games for a team to have to take part in. They fly to Hawaii. I don't care if the team doesn't leave the hotel room. You're in Hawaii. It's yep. Different. It's a long flight. You know, you're there longer than normal. But offensive line, They lost a good chunk. Wide receivers, everybody. Yeah. They lost almost all their wide receivers. Defense, they lost a lot. For some reason, that I've got a kind of a quiet confidence about this game. I'm scared to death that it's on the road. I'm scared to death. I said 8:15. You know how many beers I can drink before 8:15 at night? But, you know, I've got a confidence about this game. I feel like we should. It doesn't mean we will. We should be able to really win the line of scrimmage. And I think that's how we beat Hawaii last year. And I think that's how we're going to beat Hawaii this year. What do you think?
No, you know, I agree with that. And there's definitely an unknown about Hawaii with losing, you know, all but one receiver off of last year. I think they've lost like 80% of their, or higher than that, 80% of their total yards from scrimmage last year from, you know, the running back and the wide receiver standpoint. You know, the defense, they do return some players. That's a concern. I think the overall concern for Buff fans is you got a passing team who's going to they're going to re-up on receivers. That's not going to be a problem for Hawaii. They got a good, pretty good quarterback back there, and they threw for the overall number one in the NCAA last year. I think the concern is our cornerbacks. And, you know, that's, I think, where Buff fans get a little scared. And the fact that it's on the road and, you know, just like special teams, we talked about being gun-shy about special teams play. I'm gun-shy about being on the road. It usually doesn't end well. I think of Toledo. I think of a lot of bad things happen on the road when I get excited about a road win. So I think there's definitely some caution in the wind on this one, but it's a tone setter. Let's put it that way. You don't need to look any farther than the Hawaii game to set the tone for the year. You come out there and you beat them, get the monkey off the back, beat a team that, you know, was a 10-win team last year. And you go into that, Cal game with some momentum. And so, that's exciting. I think Embry is taking it the right approach, saying this is let's get the monkey off the back and let's, you know, make this something we can build off of. And so, but it only gets harder from there.
I just pulled up the over-under on that one because we us talking about our defense and their defense, it got me a little curious. It's 55. Oof. One word, over-under.
Over.
Over. Yep, bet the over. And all you guys that are going out there, I know it may not be as many because it's in Hawaii, but if you're going out to the game, get on our Facebook page and take some pictures and upload them so you can make everyone jealous, you jerks.
Absolutely.
Next, Cal. I feel like this one, you know, we all hate Utah, but Utah's like little brother. We're not that worried about them. But this Cal game, I feel like there's already this bad blood. And part of it is, A, because they kicked our ass last year.
Yes.
And part of it is because, B, their fans think they're going to kick our ass this year. Yes. Because of that one game last year. Buff fans know that our road performances are an aberration compared to how we play at home. But for some reason, this is one of the games I'm most excited for this season. It's the first home game in the Embry era. It's a game where we're going to have so many people confused because it's not really a Pac-12 game, but they're going to think it is, and then they'll look stupid. And it's a chance for retribution against this Cal team that just flat-out embarrassed us.
Yes.
And I can't wait to see the meltdown when we beat them in Boulder. What do you think?
Oof. Some big words.
Ah.
Some big words. I like that. You know, I think, you know, there is a little bit of payback factor. I think, you know, when Hawaii is done and hopefully we come away with a win, I think you're going to hear Embry say exactly that. You know, they whipped your ass last year when, you know, you were going to be in the Pac-12. You knew it. They came out and they beat your ass and they sent a bad taste in everybody's mouth about the Pac-12 and the Buffs. And, you know, I think Embry's going to play on that a little bit. And, you know, you're right about playing at home versus the road, and I think anybody who takes that game lightly from Cal is, you know, might be disappointed at the end of the outcome. And, you know, we have a long way to go to beat Cal, but, you know, you look at West Virginia a couple of years, they came into Boulder and pretty much took care of them. You know, we've definitely had some early season success. You look at Georgia. So this non-conference Pac-12 game, we've had some success against high-quality, high-profile teams in the non-conference early season, and hopefully that trend continues, and then we reverse the road trend, and you will be okay.
You know, I'm not the local native Colorado guy that Bob is, so I hadn't even heard of Colorado State until I moved here like 5 years ago. I didn't know that was a college. Apparently, it is, and they're big rivals with us. But
I think you've pissed off Utah and Colorado State in the last 3 minutes.
You know,
this could be good.
My job. But seriously, this is a game, actually, contrary to kind of the Hawaii game where I've been slowly growing more confident. Colorado State game, and maybe it's just because I read too much crap that's out there on the internet, that, you know, good sports writing, but a lot of people are picking Colorado State as, you know, kind of a surprise team this year, or a team that's going to not challenge for the Mountain West title, but be in that upper threshold and probably get back to a bowl game. And, you know, that's a rivalry game. They always play us better than they should anyways. Is that game in Invesco Field something that we should worry about? Because we're looking at it with our schedule. That and Washington State are the only easier games, and they're not easy. So what do you think?
People hype having a quarterback, and you know Pete Thomas is at Colorado State, and people, you know, same thing we talked about with Tyler Hansen. You're unsure about your quarterback. You're unsure about the year. You know, Pete Thomas, you know, big recruit, showed signs last year of you know turning the corner as a true freshman. Got thrown into the fire, you know, for better or for worse. And I think people fall in love with that. I don't think they have the talent to beat the Buffs. It's you know that I'm pretty confident about that one. I think you know Embry will play that up like a Nebraska game, even though it's not Nebraska. And so you know that's an exciting point about Embry going into a rivalry game. And I don't think Embry lets you lose that game, regardless of you know who Colorado State has coming back. And I don't think they have enough talent to beat the Buffs. And, you know, they do have a good quarterback, and I believe he's got a lot of upside to him. But, you know, not this year. Probably not next year either.
Good. And then finally, well, we're going to just do the non-conference games today, and then we'll talk about the conference games next week. But finally, we've got what I like to call the paycheck game. We're headed up to Columbus, Ohio, where, you know...
Tats and jerseys,
you know. And this will be after they play Miami, I believe, which is going to be a great game for Scandal fans. But this is a game that was pretty much a for-sure loss going into, 6 months ago before the draft, before all this came down. We were looking at a what could be a really, really scary game. And don't get me wrong, it's still a very scary game on the field. This is a team that's going to still be very good, but our chances have improved. I'm not going to call this a win by any means, but I hope that we can kind of keep this close and make it a competitive game. If we upset them, it'll be great. I'll be there. But what do you think? Is there anything about Ohio State that you think Colorado might be able to take advantage of, or is this just one where... we should plan to have some barbecue ready for the second half.
You know what's great about talking to John Woods is don't. As soon as this podcast is over, you're going to be like, I think the Buffs can go 4-0. Honestly, I think they can go 4-0.
Got to be positive.
Well, you know, Ohio State reloads. That's tough. The one thing that I really look towards, you know, not losing Pryor. I think they'll find a quarterback. They have a, you know, they're going to have a few missing players as well, starters that are going to hurt their chances. I look at the head coach change, and just trying to, you know, build continuity with a new coach. You know, Buffs are going through it as well. There's a lot of unknowns about that. The fact that you lose those players, you have a new coach, and there's a lot of attention on your program about how you're going to perform without those players. You know, the Buffs might come in. Let's put it this way. I think if the Buffs get off to, let's say, a 2-1 start, pretty good start, anybody would probably take that going into Ohio State. You never know. At that point, confidence might be high. You have some of those freshmen broken in. Maybe, you know, the fact that you played at Hawaii will loosen the road burden a little bit for going to Ohio State. You know, when those freshmen walk into Ohio State and they see those 100,000 fans cheering, I think that, I mean, that's going to be an experience that they're not used to. Even if you go to Hawaii, you know, I would not say this is an extremely winnable game, but like you said, you know, I think we have a fighter's chance, now that all those players and the new coach are there. Before that, I wouldn't have given the Buffs a chance. I would have said, hey, it was a good paycheck. Let's get some beers and barbecue and have fun. But hey, you know, I think you know Embry makes us believe, hopefully, and hopefully he makes us a believer that day.
Well, and I'm not predicting this by any means, but this is just a hypothetical situation. Let's say we win those first three games by 7 points each. Let's say 7 points or more, at least 7 points all three. We're 3-0 coming into that game. Are we ranked?
Not yet.
I agree. We'll get votes. We'll have, you know, also receiving votes like the also-rans, but
yeah,
it'll be that game. And voters will purposely, I think, hold off until that game and say, well, let's give them a chance to play Ohio State and see if they're for real. But I think we'll have votes in there, and it could make it a lot more interesting. And that's 3-0 is not impossible, and I wouldn't even call it unlikely. It's something that if the team plays well and if the pieces kind of fall together like we hope they will, there's an opportunity.
Yeah, you beat Hawaii, I think you go 3-0. Yep. I ultimately think that's what I think that'll give them enough confidence going to Cal, and I think you beat Colorado State. But I think you beat Hawaii, I think a 3-0 is very likely. And then who knows after that? I mean, that's a great way to put it.
So Hawaii's important. All right, so we took a look at the non-conference schedule, and we'll come back because we want to make sure we have enough time for all the games, and we'll look at that. the conference schedule next week because I can't wait to talk about Utah. But
let's, and UCLA.
And UCLA too, absolutely. But let's move into it. So we've talked about the Buffs. It's a, you know, kind of a brief season preview, but we've really gone over most everything on the site. Next week we'll be breaking down, you know, the Hawaii game more in depth, and as well as the Week 1 games. But let's talk the NCAA season, the full college football season. I put up my first blog poll ballot this today, actually, on the site. It, you know, I kind of laid out what I thought. A&M, Florida State, overrated. Virginia Tech, pretty darn good, combined with a very, very easy, let's just put it that way, easy schedule. They could surprise a lot of teams. I think you know, the Sooners are going to be really good. I think the SEC West is going to be killer. But this is all stuff that that everyone kind of knows. What is there anything that you think felt like I missed on, or are there any teams that are kind of ranked in the wrong spot, or did I do all right there?
No, I think you did a good job for now. I don't, you know, there's a lot to learn about a lot of these teams. You know, interesting early game is this Oregon LSU game, and you know how that's going to play out. There's a lot of suspensions going on, and you know Cliff Harris is done. I don't know how the LSU suspensions are going to settle out, but you know, you look at 3-6 on your poll. You know, if there's multiple suspensions there, how much does a loss impact you early on in the season? I assume you can, early losses usually can make you climb up, but that's one area where, you know, the loser of that game, I think can definitely fall out of the top 10. You know, pains me to see the Huskers in the top 10, but I think, you know, I don't know exactly what they're doing at the quarterback spot. It's amazing when you leave the Big 12 and you don't follow up on Nebraska as much as you would like. But, you know, what they do at the quarterback spot will be interesting. I agree with you on Florida State and Texas A&M. It'll be one of those things, you know, show me what Florida State, the quarterbacks, is going to be consistent, and I'll tell you if they're going to be a Pac-10 team or a top 10 team. And Texas A&M, I agree with your statement that, you know, they got some great offensive firepower. Quarterback that was hot last year. We'll see how he does in year two. But you lose Von Miller, who's a Bronco, and I'm fantastically happy about. You lose Von Miller, and you know the fact that you're Texas A&M, and you know, I know Big 12 people aren't very happy with them right now. We'll see how they shake out. But you know, overall, I think it's great. You know, Ohio State's a team that'll be interesting to watch with their suspensions as well. You know, how far do they fall? Once again, they play in the Big Ten, which isn't, you know, exactly a powerhouse. The fact that they had Nebraska and, you know, Michigan, new coach, we'll see how they do and if they can upset them. But, you know, I think for the most part, you know, it's looking good. Hopefully, you know, maybe one day we'll have those Buffs sneak up into the top 25 and we can send this blog poll off in a good fashion. Any people that, you know, you're looking at on the outside looking in that, you know, might make that jump into the top 25?
Well, you know, one of the teams that is that is in there that I didn't really know what to do with. Well, first of all, the whole ACC is like a black hole to me. I mean, it's kind of boring football anyways. But after Virginia Tech and Florida State, I realized I haven't heard a lot, or I don't know a lot about a lot of these teams. I mean, I know Georgia Tech played pretty darn bad last year. I mean, they lost to Kansas. We also lost to Kansas. Let's not talk about it. But ours was a different situation. But I don't know much about Georgia Tech. I know Clemson could be borderline, but you know, after those top two teams, who knows what the hell is going to happen to Miami? Who knows what's going to happen to North Carolina on the field? Both of them have some interesting matchups in the preseason, so that's a conference where I really don't know a whole lot. The Big East, I think South Florida could surprise. I know I have Notre Dame ranked higher than some of you think I should, but I also think that South Florida could win that game in Week One. Another team that I'm not sure about is Missouri. I looked, and I'm pulling it up right now, but I made a, you know, well, I bet fake money. It's not real money. But I bet on Missouri over on wins this year. It's 7.5. And after I did it, it was a spur-of-the-moment afternoon thing. I kind of looked at their schedule, and I'm like, you know, are they going to win? Are they going to win 8 games? And I don't know, because they've got that matchup with Arizona State on the road. I feel like that could be the swing game on whether they win 8 games or they don't. But they play at A&M. They play at Baylor, which is a game where they definitely win in Missouri. But on the road, you know, that could give them a lot of problems. They're at OU. Kansas State is another game on the road. At home, they'd be fine. On the road, it could be it could give them trouble. And then they've got Oklahoma State and Texas at home. I don't know. What do you think? Can you find 8 games in that schedule?
Oof. I think, you know, the line on Missouri and Miami of Ohio, I was one of those games that I was like, man, shouldn't Missouri be higher, you know, have a higher spread against Miami than they are? And, you know, I go back to that, to what you said, is 14th in the poll. I think that's one area where you can kind of scratch your head. But, you know, I look at it just like you. I don't think they win on at Arizona State. They'll beat Miami of Ohio, Western Illinois, lose to Oklahoma. I'll give them the Kansas State win. So you got two wins. You know, Iowa State, you win three. Oklahoma State, Texas A&M, Baylor, Texas. That could be an 0-4 stretch.
Yep.
I think Baylor's going to surprise some people this year. I think, you know, Browse has got a system in. He's got a quarterback who can run like crazy. On the road, I don't think that's a win for Missouri. I think eight games is tough.
Yeah, it's going to be close.
I mean, they'll win the last two, I believe. But, you know, that four-game stretch there with Oklahoma State, Texas A&M, Baylor, and Texas, that'll tell you a lot about Missouri. And, you know, they beat the Buffs enough that I hope they only win six and you lose your bet. Sorry.
I'd be completely fine with that. It's fine. And, you know, another team, and this is just, again, I talk about what I know, but another team I don't know what to think of, I'm higher than everyone else on, is Arizona. For those of you who don't know, I've told you 1,000 times, my brother went there. It's the Stoops connection. So I like the Wildcats, except when they play the Buffs. But everyone's, I mean, they're predicting a pretty big downturn for this team. Yet they lose the whole offensive line, but guess what? The offensive line wasn't good anyways.
Right.
So that's not a big, huge deal. And they've had some kind of key injuries with Adam Hall and with Nwoka, the running back. But this is going to be like, this is a Mike Leach, Texas Tech-style passing attack. They're going to put up points. You already had Kreiner, fantastic receiver, and apparently Buckner, Allen Eagles, you know, apparently he's been playing pretty darn well. They've got a lot of talent at the wide receiver position, probably the most, definitely the most of the Pac-12. They're that good. And it's a Stoops defense. He's never really lived up to, had a defense as good as he had at Oklahoma, but they're a opportunistic defense. You look at some of the upsets they've had over the years, and it's been because of turnovers. And they've got a pretty damn good secondary, too. So in a division like the Pac-12 South, that there's, you know, people can't find someone to win that conference, that division. It's not Utah. I don't have faith in Arizona State. I think a lot of people are really overlooking Arizona. The problem is their schedule is one of the most ridiculous early schedules I've ever seen. So if they can win, upset one or two teams, especially if they can go into Stillwater and win somehow, I think that's a team that could surprise some people.
So when I look at Arizona, you look at their end of the year stretch where they couldn't win a game.
They had a bad kicker. A really bad kicker.
They couldn't win a game. And you look at rumors about Stoops and player relationships and, you know, how, you know, you look at Greg Brown leaving, Tuiasa Sopa leaving, a lot of assistants defecting, you know, losing the last few games. Is there some internal issues at Arizona that would impact their chances? Is this a win or go home year?
No, and I've actually seen a few stories by people that know that address that exact question, and almost all of them have said they're going to give him a new year. I mean, I think we forget because they haven't had a great year. But they've had a few pretty darn good years over the last few years with Stoops. But it was bad. They were real bad. Even in his first few years, it was not pretty. And he's really improved that level and enough to where there are these type expectations. I don't know about the assistant thing. It's really troubling. I mean, you look at Sonny Dykes leaving too as well. He's the head coach at Louisiana Tech now. I mean, they really have their assistant turnover has been incredible. I mean, They bring a guy in, he coaches for 1 or 2 years, and they leave. So that is,
yep.
I haven't really put enough stock into that, and that's a good question when we do play Arizona to ask the Arizona guys, or even before, and ask about that. Because it is strange how eager they've been to leave. Don't forget, there was the whole deal with, Dwayne Aquina from Texas. God, those guys are bastards. But it was a real weird deal where he went there, and then he came home and then went, and then but he's back at Texas, so it's a strange deal. But you know, we're just excited. We're just excited for college football. I know you guys all are. Every morning, I do the countdown on the Facebook page and post a picture, and that number keeps getting smaller and smaller. So we're really excited, and we had a great time doing this podcast. You know, let us know what you thought. If you have any questions or you have any suggestions, we'd love to hear them. And then next week, we'll be back Thursday night as well, and we're going to start breaking down actual games. We're going to talk about the Hawaii game a little bit more, and we're going to really break down and preview those week one games. And Thursday night, there'll be football too, so maybe you'll hear some football in the background. So, Bob.
Can't wait for that. And, you know, if you guys would like, maybe we could do something where it's a little more interactive, where you guys could, you know, type in, chat in. So if you guys wanted something like that, yeah, but let us know. Let us know what you think. If it's too long, too short, topics you'd like to discuss, you know, we're doing this for you guys, and hopefully you're enjoying it. You know, we got a lot of hits early on when we did the Addicted to Quack podcast that, you know, you guys would like to see this going forward. So we appreciate you guys reading the sites. And like John said, I think we can't wait for the season to start. You know, I circled that Hawaii game and I'm nervous, but I think we're going to be pleasantly surprised when it's all said and done.
And give me some more t-shirt design ideas, you guys. I thought Major Pain was a really good idea and no one commented on it. I mean, look, Major Pain. God, it's the best I've got. All right. Well, thanks for listening today. And this is the Ralphie Report signing off.